I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our producer, Brendan, sent an email to an engineer here at 106.7 The Fan, who is largely responsible for troubleshooting all of our technical issues. The email that our producer sent was in an effort to help improve our radio program. Brendan Darr sent the email asking this engineer to help because he was trying to record DJ Swearinger's press conference and the computer was frozen. So he wanted this particular person responsible for fixing the problems to come fix this issue so that we could get this interview dumped into the system so that we could play it on the show. He just forwarded me the response from the engineer, and it only says, so here's Brendan, trying to record DJ Swearinger's press conference and the computer is frozen, among other things. The response from the engineer, who we were hoping would have this problem fix, is, who is DJ Swearinger?
An important question. An important question.
I mean, it doesn't matter what the name on that email is, right? Like, that's the part of the email that isn't important.
Trying to record an interview with John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Well, who is that? It does not matter. We're in the business of radio. This is a radio show related item. Please fix the computational device.
Funny at all that DJ Swearinger is just a name that's never been heard of, or not funny?
Well,
on a scale of funny to not funny,
to me, it's not funny. And I understand what you guys are saying. This actually, like, is irritating to me, if that makes any sense.
Right.
That's what you pick out of there. So that's the detail. Make the thing work.
Things
should just work at all times.
Jared thinks it's a bit. Like, he thinks he's trolling all of us.
Too much credit given.
Right.
No, it's not a bit.
I agree.
I want the record to show that he's one of Grant's guys, okay? This is a non-Apple-using person. This is a Microsoft and an Android-exclusive person. This is why we're trying to get Grant to our side of the table, Danny.
Right.
We need him on our side because Grant knows who DJ Swearinger is. This is the level of knowledge we're talking about.
The non-DJ Swearinger people. I want to go back to Jared. He just has poor judgment because he's so hungry. He hasn't eaten this month. He's on a month-long fast. If he had some more food and higher blood sugar, he could make a better evaluation of the situation.
That's my
belief.
He just wants to see the best in people. He's clearly misguided in this.
He's working at the wrong place then.
I'd like to vote that this is a shoot, this is real. This is not a work.
Oh, this is a shoot.
Hands up for shoot.
This engineer is not putting one over on us. This is a guy who got that email, and the only thing he could think about is, who's DJ Swearinger?
We've got four shoots here in this room.
Have we heard back other than that? Has he fixed the issue yet?
The issue is now fixed, yes.
Oh, so he grinded.
So despite his lack of care for who DJ Swearinger happens to be, it still was fixed. What the ability to persevere in the face of adversity.
This is what I think happened, Danny, in all sincerity. There's a band that's a very famous band, by the way, that's down at DC Lottery Live right now. There's no chance he knows.
I just ran by those guys. Who is that?
All Time Low. They're a big, big pop punk band.
Really?
They're famous?
Yeah. Very famous.
Okay, well, I literally ran into one of them coming around the corner, like shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, they headline festivals and stuff.
There were 750-pound dark-haired white dudes who were all about 6 foot tall.
But it's like an emo look to them.
Yeah,
everybody looked the same. Hair and matted hair. There's a lot going on there.
They're called All Time Low, Tommy?
Yes, but I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's them.
I'm thinking that our engineer might have thought that DJ Swearinger was in All Time Low. And that this was a pressing issue because this band is only here for a little while. So he was trying to figure out, do I need to finish my lunch or do I need to drop everything and come over right now?
That's what I think was happening.
I actually think if DJ Swearinger was the fifth member or sixth member of All Time Low, that would be really funny. Because I don't know how much time he would spend hanging out with those guys outside of the concerts that they did.
I have never heard of All Time Low, but they're here. They're in this building right now.
They are indeed.
They're a big deal.
Hey, we've got a hypothetical for you based on a conversation we had yesterday that a lot of people enjoyed that we actually were curious about. And I'm going to put up a poll. I know that's crazy.
Grant Paulson.
I know that this is an insane thing for me to do, Danny. But I'm going to take to Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson, and I'm going to post this poll right now that we will get into by way of votes on the phones as well at 800-636-1067. If you had to pick one of these two locations for a new Redskins stadium, which would you choose? Are you ready for your options?
Yes.
Your two options. We are excluding the nation's capital, which is seemingly everyone's favorite choice.
Most people would say RFK site.
Your two choices are National Harbor, Maryland, Loudoun County, Virginia. National Harbor, Maryland, Loudoun County, Virginia. So you're out by Ashburn, essentially. You're out closer to One Loudoun, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
You're out there by the Alamo Draft House, where I love to go watch a film and eat a piece of pizza. Which, by the way, I realized the other day, I haven't had pizza since November.
And you know what happens all the time is people get pizza around you. Mm-hmm. And then they go, oh, that's right, you can't have the pizza. I'm so sorry. This must be hard for you. Yes, it is.
If you had to pick one of these two locations for a new Redskins stadium, which would you choose? The reason we're doing this is D.C. and the RFK site, the favorite, unequivocally.
Prohibitive favorite.
For where people want the new stadium to be. But let's say that's not an option for whatever reason. Maybe politically D.C. doesn't want it because of the name. They've said that that's not an issue.
Or taxpayer money.
Money becomes the sticking point. Perhaps, for whatever reason, you can't build on the old RFK site. Whatever they decide is the preventative reason they don't do it, they're going outside of the nation's capital. And they're either going to the favorite spot in Maryland, which is National Harbor over by the MGM, or Loudoun County way out west, out by Redskins Park, where there's a lot of real estate. Which would you choose? You can vote at Grant H. Paulson. You can call us 800-636-1067. In a lot of ways, this is a Virginia versus Maryland debate, but there is some nuance to it.
There is, yeah.
Virginia's doing great. But is Maryland also doing well?
We can't say.
We're going to find that out next with your calls, your votes on Grant and Danny.
Guys, my second Ted Britt Ford read of the day. So I opened up the challenge, and the winner is Milton. Milton will be the read for the second Ted Ford read of the day. Well, he didn't miss you because all we do is talk about losses and disappointment. But you only disappointed Ted Britt Ford because they have great deals on cars, even though you probably drive to a game where the home team's going to lose. You ever been to a game where your team won? I haven't. A lot of times you're there and a guy hurts himself, and it's really sad. Anyway, you go to Ted Britt Ford. They got Ted Britt for life. That means they'll take care of you for life. Like when something goes wrong, which it probably will, Ted Britt Ford will fix it. New pre-owned vehicles, less than 100,000 miles. Ted Britt Ford will cover it. Powertrain coverage, that's all the big stuff, like your engine, your transmission case, your transfer case, your drive axle, all the things that are big and important, like winning championships. Doesn't happen in D.C. It's important to me. Milton, it'll never happen. It's going to rain today, even though it's blue skies and kind of sunny out. You know it's going to rain. You know what performs well in the rain? A Ford from Ted Britt Ford. They'll replace your...
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.